Folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Last half hour of today's show, this Monday, September 16th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Kind of a mixed bag of sports yesterday on Sunday. The Tigers beat the Baltimore Orioles at home to take the series. They're now just 2.5 games out, possibly 1.5 games. I have to look at the standings for the last wild card playoff spot. Meanwhile, the Detroit Lions basically played like crap yesterday at home against Tampa Bay. Head coach completely screwed up right before halftime. Campbell took full responsibility when coming out of the locker room. It was my fault. He should have had the field goal team ready to go with final seconds ticking away right before the end of the first half. Did not get a field goal, which would have been a chip shot for the field goal kicker. If they had gotten the field goal in the first half before halftime, they could have kicked for a field goal to win the game at the end. But because they didn't get the field goal attempt off in the first half, right before halftime, they were down by 4 points, 20-16. Could not score a touchdown on Tampa Bay's defense and end up losing at home. Horrible coach game, horrible execution. Jared Goff, two unbelievable errant passes for interceptions. Turnovers killed them. Played like crap, coached like crap, you lose a game, especially at home. Sold out crowd, yelling, screaming their guts out to do everything they can to help the team win. And the coach and the quarterback basically gave the game away. So they go on to playing Arizona Cardinals in Arizona this coming Sunday. We'll see if they can turn things around. And the Tigers start a very important series in Kansas City. Kansas City in second place standings in the Central Division behind Cleveland. If the Tigers can win perhaps 2 out of 3 with Kansas City, they could move up and possibly be in the running to get that last wild card spot. Baseball in Michigan, Tiger baseball, worth watching here for the last couple weeks of September to see what happens. A lot is going to depend on other teams and what they do. Minnesota Twins are falling apart. Tigers are winning. The young kids, the young guns are doing it, and it's fun baseball to watch. So, again, the series starts in Kansas City tonight. Might want to check out Tiger baseball. During the sports, Tiger baseball and Lions football games, almost every commercial break that I fast forward through, commercial ads. Donald Trump, Kamala Harris. Mike Rogers, Elisa Slotkin. Back and forth, back and forth. Well, a super PAC just announced $4 million worth of TV ad buys. A pro Mike Rogers super PAC is spending $4 million in praising Rogers. and questioning his Democratic U.S. Senate opponent, Elisa Slotkin. In a pair of ads that will begin running in Detroit, Grand Rapids, Lansing, and Traverse City media markets. This is the same super PAC, folks, that basically paid for all of Mike Rogers' ads before the August 6th primary. They are using coverage from their right-wing media consultant sources to make the case that Slotkin signed a secret agreement about bringing Goshen, the Chinese Communist Party company, to Mecosta County, and that then tried to cover it up by signing a non-disclosure agreement. The ad ends with the slogan that the sitting member of Congress should be fired, not promoted. The ad will run in Detroit for 2 weeks starting today, with nearly 1,000 GRPs on broadcast TV and with a significant digital spend, which means they're going to be targeting any type of news stories you pull up on your cell phones or computers. The other ad, Take on China, accuses China of flooding our streets with fentanyl, buying up land, and stealing Michigan jobs. It says that Rogers, a former military veteran and law enforcement officer, will take on China and fix our economy by cutting taxes. Cutting taxes. As a U.S. senator. Okay, a U.S. senator can't cut taxes. He can vote to cut taxes, but he can't cut taxes. Only the House of Representatives passing a law, the U.S. Senate passing laws, sending it to a president like Donald Trump, signing it into law, can cut taxes. This particular ad will run in Grand Rapids and Traverse City, and on the network and in Lansing on cable 2 weeks, for 2 weeks on cable TV in Lansing. Spots will run during the Detroit Lions and University of Michigan football games. So basically, they're targeting sports fans. The president of this particular super PAC says point blank, and this is interesting, President Jason McBride, the president of the Great Lakes Conservation Fund, said Slotkin claims she will fight for Michigan residents in the U.S. Senate, but in fact her record in Congress shows she can't be trusted. Slotkin already betrayed Michigan taxpayers while in Washington and has lied about Mike Rogers. So how can we possibly trust her in the U.S. Senate? We can't, said McBride. Interesting, also, other news concerning this race. Mike Rogers campaigned this weekend with U.S. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, who Democrats say is an anti-abortion extremist, and also is the co-sponsor of the 2013 personhood bill with Mike Rogers. Michigan Democratic Party spokesperson Sam Chan said Mike Rogers campaigns with an anti-abortion extremist, Tom Cotton. His support for banning abortions and ripping away Michiganders' freedoms to make their own personal medical decision needs to be spotlighted. Okay, first of all, we got to get something straight. People, you need to make sure you inform people about this. Abortion is not an issue in Michigan. It's not an issue that Kamala Harris should be running on for president. It's not something Elisa Slotkin should be running on for U.S. Senate. Why? Michigan has put it in our state constitution. We now have abortion on demand. There are no limits to any type of abortion procedures. There's no limits on the time an abortion can be performed. It is absolutely open game for any abortion right you want in the state of Michigan. But yet the Democrats continue to pound this dead horse. Did they forget Proposal 3 passed in the state of Michigan? It is in our state constitution. There's nothing a president or a U.S. senator can do to change our state constitution when it comes to abortion. Period. End of conversation, folks. So anytime you hear these stupid comments about them being anti-abortion, anti-abortion extremists, you have to tell them, the people listening to the ads, the people you know, it's not an issue in Michigan. It's a complete, absolute catering to young people and women who believe these lies the Democrats are spreading. Nobody is taking away your reproductive health rights. It's not happening. So why should you be basing your vote on a bald-faced lie? It's not an issue. It's not relevant. You are being manipulated when you see those ads. And you need to tell everybody you talk to. Anybody that's going to vote based on abortion stances, according to these lies being put out there on these TV ads, is an uninformed voter. It's that simple. Mike Rogers cannot do anything about abortion in Michigan. Neither can Donald Trump. In this bald-faced lie about Project 2025, which would be a nationwide ban on abortion, Donald Trump does not support that in any way, shape, or form. What he did was wanted the federal government out of the abortion business in our country. He got Roe v. Wade overturned and sent it back to the states. State of Michigan responded. People were manipulated into voting for Proposal 3. It amended our Constitution. Laws cannot change what's in our Constitution. You have to have a supermajority of legislators willing to do it in Lansing or put it on the ballot. It's got to be a vote of the people. Do you know how expensive and how hard it is to undo a constitutional amendment? Almost impossible. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of today. Again, this information needs to get out to people. I'm going to hammer this every day. 50 days from today is the election. The PAGS video, the Vote Straight Republican, this information needs to be shared. Have you done it yet? Have you texted me, PAGS? I know a lot of people are listening that haven't texted me yet. My phone number to text me during the show, after the show, anytime, 231-360-5140. 5140. Store it in your phone. Trucker Randy. Then text me PAGS. Then watch the 2 minute and 42 second video and see if it makes sense to you. If it does, all you have to do is look at the text message I send you, put your thumb on it on your phone, hold it down, and forward it or copy it. Then you go into your contact list, you click on a friend, you send them a text message, put your thumb where you normally would type your text message, and paste it in there. That's how you forward a copy link. If you don't understand how to do it, call me, and I'll walk you through it. While you're on the phone with me, put me on speaker. I will show you how to go into your homepage, go to your text messages, how to copy the text I send you, and how you can forward it. This information needs to be shared. Now, there's a debate coming up between the vice presidents. Candidates, J.D. Vance, Republican running with Donald Trump, the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, going to be 2 weeks from tomorrow night, October 1st. They're saying that this debate between the two vice president candidates may actually swing a lot of independent or undecided voters. Why? Because, frankly, they're tired of hearing from Trump and Kamala Harris. They're not even sure they want a second debate. Donald Trump said he won't do it. Donald Trump says that based on the way the last debate was handled by ABC News, the way he was basically debating three people instead of one, how they fact-checked him 25 times, but they did not fact-check her once. Also, I don't know if you guys saw this over the weekend, a whistleblower within the Harris campaign has come forward saying that they were given the questions in advance. Vicky and I said that watching the debate, that she was given the questions. Then, of course, you've seen the conspiracy meme out there that she was wearing earbud earrings and that somebody was actually talking to her in her ear. Not going to go down that road. Frankly, my dear, I don't even give a dang. Donald Trump should have never debated and agreed to debate on ABC News. It's that simple. The company is owned by Disney Corporation. The far left, socialist, woke agenda company. The two moderators that they chose openly biased against Trump. And he's going to agree to debate them as moderators? Yeah, he was debating all three of them at the same time. Even the questions that they teed her up with and then asked no follow-ups from her at all. Every single question they asked Donald Trump and he gave his answer, they, the moderators, challenged him on it and followed up with second questions to him. The fix was in. It was a complete, absolute joke of a debate. And what's even further proof of that, look at the polling. 538, all of these particular polls, Rasmussen's average, Real Clear Politics average of all the polls, Donald Trump's up on Harris in Michigan by one percentage point, if not more. When they say one, it's probably five or six. Other battleground states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, tied, which again means Trump Vance is up probably 4 to 5 points. And this is after the debate, folks. These are recent polling numbers from over the weekend that came out. And lastly, this is most important. You got to talk to people who you know personally that don't vote. They don't bother. They're too busy. What difference does it make? The machines are rigged. I'm not even going to waste my time. You don't even know if they're registered to vote. You know for sure that perhaps they are registered to vote, but they haven't voted in the last couple of elections. You need to reach out to them and give them this PAGS video. They got to start thinking about this intellectually. If you'd like a complete package, text me CARDS, and I'll send you the information on how to get them. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great day. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com.